With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has advanced a three-bill spending package through its final procedural step, and a final vote is expected later today. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are eager to try and get something passed before the deadline at the end of the month to avoid another partial government shutdown that was so difficult late last year and cost political points for both parties. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, have blocked a war powers resolution that was opposed by President Trump.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And President Trump is threatening to call in troops under the Insurrection Act as protests against ICE escalate in Minneapolis. His warning followed a federal officer shooting a man who attacked him with a shovel and a broom handle last night. It's NASA's first ever medical evacuation after an astronaut suffered ailing health in space. We get more on that from Karen Chamis.
SpaceX guided the capsule to a middle-of-the-night splashdown in the Pacific near San Diego. The crew of four returned on Thursday, ending their space station mission more than a month early. It was an unexpected finish to a mission that began in August and left the International Space Station with only three on board. NASA and SpaceX say they'll try to move up the launch of the next crew, currently targeted for mid-February. NASA's new administrator, Jared Isaacson, said all the crew that returned early are doing well. I'm Karen Chamis.
This is SRN News. Rainbow-colored sidewalks on their way to San Antonio.
Last year, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott ordered the removal of LGBT-themed crosswalks across the state, saying that the roads are not a place to promote the LGBT agenda or anything else for that matter. Now lawmakers in San Antonio have set aside $170,000 in taxpayer cash to paint gay pride rainbows on city sidewalks as a way of getting around the governor's order. A legal challenge to the plan has failed to stop it. Michael Harrington reporting.
The FBI says an arson suspect has admitted to targeting an historic Mississippi synagogue this past weekend because it is a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman, 19 years old, has been charged with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage at Beth Israel Congregation in Jackson showed a masked and hooded person using a gas can to pour a liquid on the floor at a couch in the building's lobby. This is SRN News. And prosecutors say former NCAA players are among those now facing charges over rigged basketball games.
U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. Five others were described by authorities as fixers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level in 3 years.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.06%. That's the lowest it's been in more than 3 years. Rates have been easing since late last summer. That helped boost home sales and home loan refinancing last fall. Still, the housing market remains in a deep slump. Sales of existing U.S. homes were stuck last year.
And that's Alex Vega. More at SRNnews.com.